was a bit of the English tune Princess Royal, played with some decoration but with a fairly straight, lumpy rhythm. It's just one example of how the five-string banjo can be played in styles that suit the traditional material of the British Isles. Here's another English hornpipe with a rather more relaxed rhythm. That was the little stack of wheat. And different again is this treatment of another hornpipe, Lemmy Brazil's number 2. Three very different hornpipes, but all, I hope, retaining their traditional flavour, rather than sounding like bluegrass adaptations. Now, don't get me wrong, I love American bluegrass banjo picking and old-time frailing when they're used for the American material that developed with those techniques. But I don't think those playing styles often suit the traditional music of this side of the Atlantic. And besides, we have a five-string tradition of our own, from back in the heyday of the British-made zither banjos. It was largely lost when the banjo became so strongly associated with the hugely popular American bluegrass and country music, and also with the rise of free reed instruments, which tended to squeeze out the banjo in a lot of European music. So, I've been trying to develop or rediscover playing techniques which exploit the characteristics of the five-string banjo for British Isles music without making the tunes adapt to the American playing styles that most players learn today. The popular jig Haste to the Wedding, for example, just wouldn't keep its flavour if played with American techniques. Another Lemmy Brazil tune provides a good example of how English material can keep its traditional flavour on the five-string banjo. A pacier approach is appropriate for this Irish hornpipe, the Glen B, but again, avoiding forcing the tune into bluegrass-style banjo licks. Thank you. Mind you, I don't want to lose the distinctive characteristics of the five-string banjo. That high fifth string is a key feature which makes the five-string instrument a very different animal from its four-string cousin. And it brings melodic and rhythmic possibilities that I think are very useful for British Isles music. As, for example, in this Scottish, which I'm playing on a short-necked five-string banjoreen. Back to 6/8 jig time now, a rhythm that I think lends itself particularly well to some of these techniques. Well, thanks for listening to this brief demo. I hope it supports my case that the five-string banjo needn't be tied to its strong American associations and can once again be a very good instrument for the traditional music of the British Isles.